money-back guarantee for a full 60 days. Just go to www.tvkane.com to unlock our best value. That's tvkane.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
Mark Conley for Conley Roofing and Exteriors. As an 1872 Mizzou grad.
Mark, it's 1972.
Oh yeah. We're proud to sponsor Mizzou football.
Conley Roofing is tops.
312-822-7100.
Join us for one of the largest coin and currency shows in the Midwest, to now include a jewelry and heirloom auction this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the St. Charles Convention Center. Free admittance, free parking. Visit scoins.com for complete information.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Head.
Isn't that nice?
What?
Edit that out.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 2nd edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Tina just gave me a couple of peanut M&Ms, and I can't breathe. You think maybe I developed that peanut out?
Oh, man. I hope not.
Airway is closing on me or something? Can you develop that later on, that allergy
sure
to peanuts? Well, if I die,
oh boy,
Tina killed me. You need to know that. We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. We'll talk about a place I know a lot about because they did our kitchen years ago.
Hey!
But first, who are we? Who are we? Well, our control board
operator. Hey, who are you anyway?
I'm getting to that. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, so how do you sponsor?
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current advisor, we would like you to give Mark and Jason a chance at your business. For their phone number or more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Back from Chicago in the Ryder Cup. If you missed the Wood Report, well, that's it. You just missed it. Too bad for you. Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses, hind end.
Well, I hope you don't either. That'd be the end of you.
What?
I hope he never gets never get allergic to what?
Cheese.
He says he hopes he never gets allergic to cheese. Well, his life would be over.
That'd be horrible.
That would be the worst thing that could happen to him. The worst thing that could happen to me was if you said, never again will you hear polka music played by these guys, Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. That'd be the end of my life. Yeah. Thank you. It's been a long time since I talked about Tom Price's life before kitchen and bath remodeling as a Chippendales dancer.
Whoa. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I've never heard this before.
Well, once I talked about it, he said to me, he said, you know, I get people coming in the showroom, and they say they want to know about my Chippendales career. And he said, I almost wish you hadn't said anything about it. Mm. And I said, okay, I won't mention it again. And then I just now remembered that I said I would mention it again, and
I just mentioned it.
So now he's going to have to hear about it again.
That explains. He went on a couple trips with us.
And the Speedos.
Danced, and and the Speedos.
You know, the funny thing is, they told us on the trip, one of the trips he went on with us, there was a night where they had an all-male review.
Yeah.
And you remember, we said, where's Tom?
Yep.
Now, we didn't go to the show, but he wasn't with us. And maybe once they knew he had a history and he was the dancer, but he was able to be a part of it. I don't know. I didn't see the show.
I would have liked to have seen that.
But I'll tell you what.
He still had the moves.
For as good as he probably was at that kind of thing, he's better, far better, at heading up a team to remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, your home entertainment room. Other rooms are pretty easy to make new, to bring up to the carpet, or take out the carpet, put in hardwood floors, nice throw rugs from a Meanies or something, you know. What other room? Hallways, that's easy. Paint the walls, hang a couple different pictures, put a different light fixture up in the hallway. But the kitchen and the bathrooms, that requires, if you're going to really do it right, that requires somebody who is a lot more talented than you and I are, somebody who has a vision. Something that's going to look really good when they finish it. And then 15 years later, when you look at it, you're going to go, hey, that still looks really good. What a great kitchen. That's what we did. That's what you can do. Somebody's going to do it. You can go the cheap route and be sorry, or you can go the overpriced route and be sorry. Pay for more than you get, or you can go Thompson Price. And there are people who think Thompson Price means I can't afford it. It's too expensive. They only look expensive. It's not cheap. There's no junk. They will not do any second-rate work, but you will get every dollar's worth. You can start at the website or go in their showroom, and directions to the showroom are on the website, the address. I can tell you it's in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. Or go here, thompsonprice.com. All right. There was a story. Well, you know what? Hang on. Peanut.
Oh, man.
That peanut in my mouth. I can hardly breathe. Did you try to poison me?
You need to take a drink.
I did that.
Choking on peanuts?
A story that I read, it was 2 days ago. It says that couples who share housework are far more likely to get divorced.
Yeah, we talked about this on Friday.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you were on assignment.
I was on assignment?
Yes.
Well, then we'll just skip over that.
A peon agreed completely.
Well, yeah, I want to stay married, so I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, which is not much.
Here's something I will tell young married guys. When we were married, we both worked. My wife worked for the first 16 years we were married. So like a wonderful husband, I got somebody to clean the house because we both worked full-time. So I said, you know what? And then we had kids. I said, this is too much for you, and I'm not cleaning, so let's get a housekeeper once a week, come in, and you do the bathrooms. Here's the problem. When they stop working, they don't want to do that.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, they don't want to start cleaning the house.
That doesn't
seem
right.
So we still have somebody now every 2 weeks who comes in.
That doesn't seem right at all.
It's not right, but I'm just telling you, that's how life works. That's how life works.
Well, I'm not going to let that happen.
One of the reasons I tell you things is to warn you so you don't make the mistakes I made.
Good luck.
I see where Charter is moving their headquarters to Connecticut. Good riddance. You know, Charter being here in town never meant squat. Now, I will say this. I feel bad for the people who work here in town for Charter that are going to probably lose their jobs. That's the bad news. The good news is it didn't make any difference if Charter was here or not, because if you've ever called them, you talk to somebody in Kentucky or Arizona or something. You didn't get anybody from St. Louis. And to the Charter people, my advice and suggestion to you is when you get out of here, don't let the door hit you, and you set up your new headquarters, maybe you ought to really take a good hard look at your service people, technicians who come out, because with Charter, it's like roulette, luck of the draw. You'll either get somebody really good, or you'll get the dumbest doofus that ever lived, which is what we had this morning. We've been going to the lake for 31 years. We've always had some kind of place at the lake, and there's no TV reception. So we have basic cable, not a box, just a coax in the wall. And this weekend, we go, and it's just a fuzzy, grainy picture. So I call Charter, and I get some dude who's in a bad mood in Kentucky. And he said, we can have somebody out Tuesday. I said, well, you know, I won't be here, but I'll have my son meet you here. What time? We settle on 8 to 10 this morning, Tuesday morning. I said, can you call when somebody's on the way? He said, yeah, 20 minutes out. He was very almost rude. And I said, okay, 20 minutes out, 8 to 10. I gave him my son's number. This morning, my son's phone rings at 6:30. The guy calling from Arizona or somewhere. And my son is sound asleep. He works in a restaurant, for goodness sakes. He didn't get to bed till 1 o'clock, so he missed the call. He checks it. It's a recording. Calling to confirm your Charter appointment, 8 to 10. Well, another call came in, and I'm not sure about what really happened here, but the end, sort of, as we get to the end of the story, what you need to know is, because they didn't reach him with the second call, they canceled the appointment. Now, he answered the second call, but for some reason, either it was a recording or the person couldn't hear him. So rather than call back, they just canceled it. So he calls to say, hey, we got disconnected or something. I'm calling back. And, of course, to do it, he had to go back through all the prompts.
Oh, yeah.
And say there's a schedule. You know what they said? Oh, we've already canceled it. So he fought with them and finally got it moved till 10 to noon today. Stay with me, folks. between 10 and noon. Again, with the instructions, they would call when they're en route so he could meet them there. At 10 minutes after 10 today, I get a call from Charter. They didn't do what we agreed on, calling him, like they did the first time. They call me. You know what the guy says to me from Charter? We've got a guy at your house. There's nobody there. Just like that. And I said, well, let me tell you something, numbskull. The reason there's nobody there is because you didn't call my son like you were supposed to. Look at your notes. Look at your notes. It clearly states you call my son when you're en route. You don't get there and call me and tell me nobody's there. I'm in St. Louis. I'm not at the lake. What's your son's number? I said, it's in front of you. It's on your computer. But here it is again anyway. So they call him. My son says, I'll be right there. Don't leave. So they're standing around. And that's external work, by the way, outside the house anyway. I don't need to get in. But you want to check the TV. My son gets there, and the Charter guy, he said, looks just like Larry the Cable Guy, which is not a good thing. And my son says to him, you know, you look and sound like Larry the Cable Guy. You know what the guy says? I get that all the time. The problem was an amplifier. There's an amplifier that feeds both TVs, and it burned up. It was gone. It was their amplifier. Charter provides it. Your amplifier's burned up. And my son said, okay, I guess you replace it since it's yours. Yeah. He says, you know, I see you got the DirecTV here. We have our main source of television is DirecTV. And my son says, yeah, that's my dad has DirecTV. He says, well, where's your problem? That's why your amplifier burned up. Which, by the way, is a big pile of hogwash. That amplifier has nothing to. What he was trying to do was get us to get rid of DirecTV and get
Charter.
That way, an amplifier wouldn't burn out. I'm telling you, my mother-in-law has Charter. We had a guy came out. He couldn't have been better. Yet then you get this: get your act together, get consistent with your service, get rid of the Larry the Cable Guy people that you have, and get everybody on the same page.
I was very happy we had to have Charter when we lived in Newtown in the apartment that we had. That was the only option we had. I was very happy to have a choice, at least, once we moved to Shrewsbury.
And your choice was to dump Charter.
And now we have U-verse.
Well, and the other thing they should do is when they put all those ads out and they come in the newspaper and you get them in the mail.
Oh, new customers get great deals.
With all the deals that they have out there.
But if you're a long-term customer,
I've had them for probably 20 years, and it's like, why can't I
you
have that 30-30-30 thing?
You
can't. Yep.
Yeah. I guess this is what happens, though, when you have a monopoly. That's the only game in town. What are you going to do, get another cable company? You either go with a Dish.
Dish has internet.
But if you want cable, you got to go with them. And whenever that happens, and you're the only cable game in town, this is what happens. You lose quality control.
Is UVerse cable or what?
Well, yeah. It's fiber optic.
Yeah, it's fiber optic. It's actually a high powered phone
line. I'd love to have
UVerse.
AT&T, if you're listening, get out to my house. Run some lines to my house, for goodness sakes. I can't get your DSL, and I can't get your bundle, and I can't get your UVerse. If you come out there, I'll buy your package. I'd love to have AT&T UVerse. There is a bar in Japan. I don't know how to do this. I don't like the M word, the master, you know, the word for pleasuring yourself. I don't know. For some reason, I don't like to say it.
Sometimes men take matters into their own
hands. Well, this is women.
Oh,
check this out. This is a bar in a particular district of Tokyo. It is the first love and sex bar dedicated to women. It says, once women come in and take a seat, they can experience a pleasant place where they can openly discuss playing with themselves.
Whoa.
Now, when you sit at the bar, the bar where normally you would see liquor bottles on the bar, there
liquor bottles.
Yes, yes. There are dozens and dozens of vibrators.
Whoa.
Displayed along the back bar.
Hopefully, they don't reuse them.
I think they're just
for
show.
They sell them.
Oh yeah, display,
and it's called Love Journey, or something. I don't speak Japanese. So I don't think that'll make it to America.
There.
All right, TLC is an interesting channel. This is the home of those conjoined twins.
Abby and Brittany.
The little midget people.
And
little
Honey
tiny
Boo
people.
Boo.
Is Honey Boo Boo on TLC?
The little people. Yeah, they're adorable.
Sorry, little people. And check this. Coming to TLC, I will watch this. It's called Extreme Cheapskates. This is a reality show where they follow people who are the cheapest, stingiest people they could find. Here's a woman named Kay. She lives in New York. Now, I will say these people have a lot of money saved up because they don't spend any money. Mm-hmm. She does not use any kind of wipe or toilet paper.
Ooh.
To save money, she poops, and then she takes a wet bar of soap, jams it up to her butt, wipes, scrubs, rinses with her hand and water, and then flushes.
Oh.
No paper.
Yeah. Well, she's probably cleaner than most people afterwards.
Well, I don't know. She says, I don't believe in spending money on something you're just going to throw away, like toilet paper or paper towels. When she washes her clothes, she takes a shower, and she takes the clothes that need to be washed into the shower with her. She lathers and soaps herself up, and then she soaps up her clothes and by hand scrubs them under the shower.
Yeah.
And then she wrings them out and hangs them out to dry. She does not waste money on a washing machine or laundromat or anything like that. For 3 years, she's washed her clothes by hand in the shower. She says that saves her about $6 a month.
But
that doesn't seem like a lot.
Is she married?
To me. I don't believe she is. Huh. Now, she says, there's one other person I think they mentioned in here. Hang on, another cheapskate. Oh, here we go. Guy on the show named Jeff and his wife in Maryland, they do what they call a fiscal fast. They spend an entire week and do not spend one penny. They will not spend. They will scavenge trash cans, find something in their cupboard that's old, stale, whatever.
They have to walk somewhere.
They pick up.
Gas,
they pick up roadkill and cook it on the grill. Oh no!
No,
they cook dead animals on the grill. They will not spend a penny in a whole week. This guy Jeff has a bicycle, and he says he has saved so far by not having a car $50,000 in various expenses of having a car. Then they talk about this. They dig in like vending machines for change and junk like that to see if they can pick up a quarter or a dime or whatever. Here's a guy, Greg in Ohio. Oh man, listen to this. To save water, he flushes the toilet once a week. He lets it pile up.
Oh man,
that's
like an outhouse.
Man.
It's called Extreme Cheapskates. They don't say when it starts.
Don't you have to worry about it clogging if you save it all up for a week?
You would think.
Yeah.
Extreme Cheapskates. Now, the reason I want to read this final story to you is I want you to listen and pay attention. Over the years, I've had people, many people, come to me and say, Frank, what is it about you that makes you so attractive to women? What is it about you that commands such attention and loyalty and allows you to dominate people and have them at your beck and call? What is it, man? Well, this will explain it. This is a story that came out yesterday. It's an article by a woman named Emma Clark. And she says, there's a problem that has plagued men for centuries and centuries and centuries, but there's an upside to it, and it's baldness. Now listen to this. Mm-hmm. She says, guys who are bald are seen and perceived as being taller than they are, stronger than they are, having great potential as leaders, according to this researcher, Albert Manis, University of Pennsylvania lecturer. This is not just some kook. This guy's done a lot of research. He's bald himself. He carried out 3 experiments to find out how men who were bald were perceived by others. Now listen to this. Who do they show here? Bruce Willis.
More distinguished.
He says, I was surprised that the perceptions of dominance and masculinity extended to bald men. He says, the first experiment was 60 participants. I asked them to look at photos of men who were similar in age, similarly dressed, but different amounts of hair. Mm. The results were that average shaved men, shaved heads, topped the ratings in terms of how powerful, influential, and authoritative they looked. In the second study, each man was shown twice. Same guy, once with hair and once with a digitized bald head. They digitally removed the hair. Same men. And the men were perceived when they were bald as more dominant and an inch taller. They said, how tall do you think this guy is? And with hair, they made him an inch shorter.
Wow. That's interesting.
Men who were bald got the highest marks for masculinity. Well, I'll tell you, I myself have wondered, what have I got? What is it that makes women buckle at the knees?
Now you know.
For years, now I know what it is. It's the bald thing. I'm so glad I read that article. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a story I didn't get to. It's the reason for the joke today, so I have to mention the story to justify the joke. There's a story in the news. This poor guy, 69-year-old farmer. Shut up. Shut that up, that 69 thing. Up in Oregon, was eaten by his own pigs.
Oh.
They found him. What little was left of him, pigs just ate him up. And I don't have time to go through the story. It's pretty gruesome, but it did remind us of a great joke here. It's the joke of a farmer, pig farmer. He's out, you know, doing what pig farmers do, and a salesman pulls up, and he's with a scale company, the newest, latest, greatest electronic scales to weigh piglets, young pigs. And he walks up to the farmer and says, how you doing? The farmer says, I'm fine. How are you doing? He says, I'm fine. I'd like to talk to you, if I may, about our latest scales. I see you're a pig farmer. Going to market, you must regularly have to weigh the little pigs. I'm going to make that task a lot easier and more accurate for you. He said, I don't need no scale. He said, oh, you already have scales. Well, we don't have no scales. I don't need no scales. He said, well, you do weigh your pigs. Oh, yeah. I weigh them. But I don't need no scale. He says, well, I'm curious. How do you weigh? Well, I'll show you. And he goes over and he grabs a young pig. And he puts the pig's tail in his mouth, in his teeth, and he bends over at the waist and bobs his head up and down, with the pig hanging by the tail in his clenched teeth. Hmm. And he does this 3 or 4 times, and it's a 6 pounds, 7 ounces. And the salesman says, do you mind if I put the pig on our new electronic scale just to check it? Be my guest. He puts him on digital readout, 6.7 ounces exactly.
Oh.
And the salesman thing, well, lucky, got lucky. He said, you know, that was luck. The farmer said, no, it wasn't no luck. I've been doing this a long time. That's how I weigh pigs. It's accurate. He He says, do you mind if we try another pig? He says, sure, you pick one out this time. And the salesman picks out another pig. The farmer picks it up, puts the tail, the pig's tail between his teeth, clenches his teeth, bends over, bobs his head up and down, up and down, up and down, getting a feel for the weight with the tail between his teeth. 8 pounds, 1.5 ounces to the half ounce.
Ooh.
Salesman said, let's put it on the scale. Digital readout. 8 pounds, 1.5 ounces. Well, now the salesman thinking, how am I ever going to get a sale out of this guy? And then he has an idea. He says, Mr. Farmer, that's a great talent, but what if something happened to you? What if, God forbid, you were incapacitated, your neck got hurt, you couldn't bend over and bob your head up and down, put those pigtails in your teeth? Farming has to go on. How are you going to weigh the pigs? I taught my boy to do it. My boy, come here, boy. The boy comes over and proceeds to demonstrate the same thing. Puts the pig's tail in his mouth, bobs his head up and down, dead on, accurate weight. And now the salesman thinking, oh, man, what can I think of to make a sale? He says, Mr. Farmer, God forbid you and your boy are in a truck together and you're in an accident. There go the two pig-weighing talents. I assume you're married, man. Yes, I am. He says, well, your wife has to carry on with this farm, and now you are gone and your son's gone. Pigs still have to be weighed. Oh, he says, my wife can do it. She can do the same thing. She can weigh these pigs, too. Boy, go on up there and get your wife. Get your mama, I mean. Get your mama. And the boy runs up the hill to the house, and he's there for a minute or two or three, and he runs back down without his mother. And the farmer says, boy, where's your mama? I want your mama to come down here and demonstrate this, man. He says, Daddy, she's busy right now. I'm not sure what she's doing. She's in the bedroom. I think she's weighing the feed salesman.
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your golden Oaklandian airborne traffic. Tim?
Well, it really wasn't too bad for most of the afternoon, but now we've got some big problems out there. Eastbound 270, a little east of Old Halls Ferry, an accident that has the right lane blocked. But the big problem is on Highway 70, both directions near Lucas and Hunt. We had a driver, I guess they were coming eastbound at Lucas and Hunt and lost a wheel. It bounced over into the other direction and hit a car. So you've got the left center lane on westbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt blocked, and you're backed up at Kings Highway. Eastbound, you've got only the right lane that is open, and traffic is jammed back approaching Highway 170, and it is just a parking lot there. Southbound 170, same thing. It looks like a parking lot from Olive down through Highway 64. Eastbound 64 is slowing now from McKnight to Big Bend. Baseball traffic coming in. Heavy again from Grand to about Union Station. Southbound 270, not much change there. It's stop and go from approaching 64 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited Midsize Sedan. Elegance, performance, technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's a rags-to-riches Cinderella story. It's a heartwarming musical. It's Daddy Long Legs, presented by the Repertory Theater at the Loretto Hilton Center October 10th through November 4th. And you can win tickets right here. How? Register at KTRS.com or text the REP to 84126. And it could be you and a friend joining McGraw-Millhaven at the REP on Friday, October 12th to see Daddy Long Legs from the Repertory Theater and the Big 550 KTRS.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Oh, man, the ump made the wrong call again.
Just like I did.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we've been trying to refinance our mortgage. It's taking forever. I don't think they know what they're doing.
It sounds like you need to make the call.
What call?
Three words, my friend. American Equity Mortgage.
Isn't it time you made the right call? I'm Deanna Dorey, president of American Equity Mortgage. You already know that interest rates are the lowest in years, but it's more than low rates. It's about professional service, getting the most out of your money, and getting you to a better place. So make the call to American Equity Mortgage today.
Call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. 314-878-9999.
So, you're going to make the call?
It's time, isn't it?
It's time.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Hey, it's John Carney. Coming up in January, you know, we're off to Mexico. We want you to learn more about our trip, so meet us for a free, informative get-together Thursday, October 11th at Chevy's Fresh Mex at Olivet 170. We'll have free food, good conversation, and reps from Classic Travel and Cruises to lay out the whole magical journey. Let us know you're coming, though. Call Tanya at 314-453-5508. That's 314-453-5508. Join us Thursday, October 11th, and plan on heading to Mexico in January.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture. And you probably look really good in corduroy pants. Which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One brand pet foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Tiny bubble,
tiny bubble,
in the wine,
in the wine. The late Don Ho.
Make me happy.
We're going to the never late Mike Evans, always on time. Well, a couple of times he was on time. Brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Nice, warm round of applause, if you would, please, for Mike Evans.
Give it in.
right off the bat, I know how sensitive you are when you're called out, but I know you're man enough to take it. Yesterday you said that Kelsey Grammer's show Boss was on Showtime, and of course immediately I hear from listeners it's on Starz channel. So, just a correction.
No problem.
Oh, see, that's
a quiz question.
See, that's the new Mike Evans. Yep.
Monday Night Football. Last night, how about them Cowboy cheerleaders? Let's talk about the cheerleaders.
Well, I don't look at that. I am there for football.
No. How much do the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders make per game? $150, $550, or $1,150 per game? Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. What's up with Rihanna?
Not me.
Openly flirting with Jay-Z. I'd be careful as Rihanna because I think that Beyonce beats the crap out of Rihanna.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Last week, Taylor Swift.
Nope.
No. Drove her 18-year-old boyfriend, Robert Kennedy Jr.'s son, Connor Kennedy, to high school and then picked him up.
That's funny.
Oh,
that's cute.
That's funny.
That is. Can you imagine, though, what kind of cred that gives that kid? Look, Taylor Swift is waiting out in the parking lot. I got to go.
Oh, yeah.
Katy Perry is shopping a tell-all book about her marriage with Russell Brand, and it won't paint a pretty picture of Russell Brand.
Oh, there's a surprise.
What? Yeah. Really. Meanwhile, Russell Brand has been dating twin Playboy playmates.
Understand.
Speaking of Playboy, this line's sort of just floating around. It's it's not my line, but what the heck. Did you hear that Betty White is doing Playboy? The magazine just has a few wrinkles to iron out.
Oh, I see. I get it. I see what he did there.
Okay. There is a serious problem with Tom Cruise and Scientology. Scientology's strict rules prohibits a member from seeing their child when there is a divorce and the children are taken out of Scientology and raised outside the cult or religion, whatever you want to call it. It's been 40 days since Tom Cruise saw his daughter, Suri.
What kind of religion would tell a dad he can't see his kid because they're not in that church? What a weird bunch of nuts.
I hear you. TV News, Simon Cowell is doing a new X Factor, but this one is for geeks and doesn't involve singing. It will search for the next Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg. The show will look for tech wizards and digital geniuses and new ideas and products. The judges will be from Silicon Valley. Might be kind of interesting.
Either that or horrible.
I don't know. Well, it could be horrible. I think it might be kind of interesting.
Right.
Hey, I think that Seth MacFarlane is going to do a good job at the Oscars.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree.
I think he'll do great.
He's very
Tyler
funny.
Perry signed an exclusive deal with Oprah's television network to produce shows and to star in his own show. Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Makes $20,000 a show. The Kardashians make $200,000 a show.
Mm.
And they have about the same ratings.
Wow.
I'd actually rather watch Boo Boo.
I'd rather watch neither one.
No. Would you? How about Boo Boo, Kardashians, or Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
I've never watched any of those.
Well, there you go. You got to watch the Boo Boo.
I saw 5 minutes of the Boo Boo, and I've seen 5 minutes of each of those other shows.
That's you got to watch a whole episode of the Boo Boo.
Hey, it was Boardwalk. I recorded. I haven't watched it. Was it any good Sunday night?
I recorded. I haven't watched it yet either.
Okay.
Music notes. Justin Timberlake is in the studio. Scoop is that his new album is so different from anything that he's ever done before. It doesn't even sound like him, but it's supposed to be pretty good.
Hmm.
And finally.
Oh.
Comes and goes too fast, Franco.
I don't want to talk about it.
Monday Night Football. How about them Cowboy cheerleaders? Mm-hmm. How much do they get paid per game? $150, $550, or $1,150?
Let's turn to a woman who could be, to this day, still be a cheerleader if she wanted to for the Dallas Cowboys. She just doesn't want to. Tina, what do you think?
I'm thinking $150.
Dan?
$550.
$1,150.
I'm going to go $150 also.
The answer is $150.
We're geniuses.
Wow.
The geniuses. Vikings cheerleaders, the Minnesota Vikings, make $50 a game.
Oh,
Arizona Cardinals, $50 a game. Buffalo Bill cheerleaders, $0. They get 2 tickets to the game.
Do they get endorsement money, like from calendars? And?
They do get some money from that and personal appearances money. We're just about the money they get paid to go to the game every home game.
Wow.
There you go. Have a great day from Hollywood, my camera and our team.
$150.
Yep.
I'm sure they do pretty well.
I'll bet they
otherwise.
Don't. How could they?
I mean, the calendars. I know Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are famous for their calendars.
I bet they get cheated on those calendars. I'll bet you they get such a tiny piece of the sale of those calendars. I think all these chicks think that they are, from that group, going to be plucked out and discovered.
Right.
How often do you ever hear of a cheerleader?
Former.
Think of how many there are. Yeah, ever really making it big and becoming a big star. Almost never. A lot of work. $150 a game. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Saw an Amini's TV commercial this morning, and the first thing that struck me was it was okay. Of course, I'd rather they spend all their money on radio. It was okay. The problem is you can't begin to do Amini's justice on the radio or on television. You know, they showed some pinball machines, and they showed some arcade games, a couple pieces of furniture, and I thought, Not even scratching the surface. You'd have to have a 30-minute infomercial to show everything that's in Amini's. Here's something we've never really discussed before, but I find interesting, and I think you will too. They will come to your house. The Amini's people, they'll send trained, professional, qualified decorators to your house, and they will measure. And they'll suggest a room layout at no charge. Rugs, theater seating, accessories, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
They also have an in-home trial of their area rugs and a lifetime exchange policy on hand-knotted rugs. If you buy a handmade rug, check out their lifetime exchange policy where you can trade it in. It's a great deal. And then upgrade or just change colors or patterns on another rug. Ask them about that. But for them to come to the house and literally say, okay, here's what we could do. And you say, I want some theater furniture and I need and the accessory. Go upstairs at Amini's. Go up to the Jaffe Lighting Department as well as all the other accessories, because there's a whole lot more up there than just lighting. There are pendants and I don't know the term, artwork, you know, all that stuff that people who know what they're doing know to place around the room to bring it to life. You know, some people can just know where to put a bowl of fruit or some, what kind of bowl to put it in. I'm not one of those people. But this Amini's is a one-of-a-kind store. There is nothing like it. And for all you folks who think there's nothing there affordable for you, you haven't walked through Amini's. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, in Chesterfield Valley. You can't miss it. Under the big copper dome, aminis.com.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tina. This accident on eastbound 270 that's east of Old Halls Ferry has things really socked in, man. They are jammed up from right at Lindbergh all the way out through Old Halls Ferry. Good news on that westbound 70, eastbound 70 accident. It's kind of right in the airspace of Lambert. We can't quite get over it, but looks like they've moved the westbound accident off to the right shoulder, so things are still slow from Union out through Lucas and Hunt, but the eastbound driver still only had the right lane and opened up, and now had traffic back up approaching Natural Bridge. Still looking pretty heavy on southbound 270 from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Hometown Buffet and Ryan's. Visit Hometown Buffet and Ryan's tonight for a thick-cut Rancher's Select Sirloin served with all your dinner favorites. For a limited time, it's only $9.99 every night. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
O'Reilly. Start up your savings in 2012 with the 12 Ways to Save sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll spend less and get more at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you take advantage of the 12 great offers on items your vehicle uses every day. And with O'Reilly Auto Parts everyday low prices, the savings keep adding up. Stop in today and stock up. But hurry, because these 12 deals won't last long.
During the 12 Ways to Save sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX, Valvoline, or Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $19.99. Keep your engine running smooth with the oil and filter special that's priced right. Pick up Castrol GTX, Valvoline, or Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $19.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Auto Parts.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area, residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, that's 1-800-NEW-ROOF, or johnbealroofing.com.
I'd like to double our audience by tomorrow if we could. So if each one of you would just call one person, tell them to tune in tomorrow right after 3, that would be great. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, DePere, Columbia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis, and oops moment.